And if I've said it once on this show, I'll say it probably a million more times. I think the way and rate at which society adopts AI is going to be incredibly important to its use and view and the sentiment of AI going well into the future. We talk a lot about what it would mean for marketing and business as we all adopt AI. But I think it's important to continue to try and look at the big picture. I'll try not to get up on a soapbox about AI optimism versus pessimism and the way adoption could go versus like a purely capitalistic adoption versus a more deliberate, well thought out, and maybe an adoption that takes different socioeconomic factors into account. Who knows? What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, got another snack-sized Daily Digest episode for you today. Just a couple of updates in the world of AI and marketing. Just a few updates in the world of AI and marketing. Nothing too earth-shattering today. No crazy new sentient AI models or anything like that, at least that I'm aware of. And the craziest tech in the recent news is probably from the Tesla show. I'm sure many of you probably saw some photos or posts on socials from that. I didn't think there was a ton of marketing-related stuff going on there, although every time Tesla does something, it is a showcase in marketing as well, which, of course, this probably was too. So I didn't cover it in the Daily Digest the other day. But if you missed it, Tesla unveiled the new robo-taxi and a new robo-bus. I believe it's called the robo-bus, an autonomous bus as well, basically, that I think it carries like 20 people. And they were demoing some pretty impressive physics and movement from their Optimus robots as well. Even though I'm pretty sure, and the internet is pretty sure, that they were still being remotely controlled by human operators, which has been the case for many of these robotic displays at shows that we've seen on the internet of late. Anyway, if you missed the Tesla show or checking out the new autonomous vehicles and robots, definitely worth a look. It is for sure a glimpse into the future. Okay, so let's just do a quick little rundown of the news that we're going to touch on today. One, Accenture and NVIDIA are launching an AI group to enhance the rate of AI adoption, and which we are obviously huge proponents of, and we talk a lot about on the show. And the fact that two of the biggest players in digital tech and AI in business in general are teaming up definitely means AI adoption is going to be getting a shot of steroids. And for the AI optimists like us here at the AI Marketing Navigator, that is a good thing. Anyway, getting into the details and news about today, starting with that announcement from NVIDIA and Accenture, and I'm pulling these updates from marketingprofs.com, a blog post there with the link in the show notes, of course, and they have a great summary of some of the AI news from the past few days. And regarding the Accenture and NVIDIA team up, it's an effort to help, again, enterprises implement AI adoption, but primarily through agentic AI via what they're calling AI refinery engineering hubs. And the goal is to benefit industries like the marketing industry. Marketers will benefit from AI-driven process improvements, quote unquote, with tools that automate complex workflows, potentially transforming customer engagement and campaign management. It says here in the Marketing Profs article. So a lot of marketing jargon there, but basically everything that we talk about every day on this show, how AI and agentic AI in particular could change the way marketers work, but everybody else as well, and how AI agents are the next phase for marketers, but also for everybody else. Okay, and the second thing I wanted to discuss today was the rollout of new Apple Intelligence features in the latest version of iOS 18. That's iOS 18.1. And these include tools for, according to the article here, proofreading, summarizing copy across all of your apps, rewriting or suggesting content rewrites for the user. And apparently, according to the article here, Siri is also going to be receiving some updates, which are going to focus on allowing users to maintain more context in the conversations that they're having with Siri, obviously enabling Siri to make smarter, more contextual replies. Pretty obvious here. Pretty obvious how this will benefit us as marketers, again, when we're talking about AI adoption as a whole. If you're an Apple user or a marketer that's an Apple user, obviously you're going to help get help, and it's going to increase your productivity and stuff like that as well, hopefully. But again, AI adoption is going to be the biggest thing that helps marketers who know how to use AI gain that competitive edge in the near future here. And if I've said it once on this show, I'll say it probably a million more times. I think the way and rate at which society adopts AI is going to be incredibly important to its use and view and the sentiment of AI going well into the future. We talk a lot about what it would mean for marketing and business as we all adopt AI. And I think it's important to continue to try and look at the big picture. I'll try not to get up on a soapbox about AI optimism versus pessimism and the way adoption could go versus like a purely capitalistic adoption versus a more deliberate, well thought out, and maybe an adoption that takes different socioeconomic factors into account. Who knows? But here I am up on my soapbox anyway, and I said I was not going to do that. So regardless of whether this is the capitalistic adoption, these new rollouts to our iPhones, or if it's part of a more deliberate, well thought out adoption, new AI features are coming to our iPhones, and that will in fact increase AI adoption. Okay, then, coming around the final turn here in today's episode, and this is an update regarding AI search, and therefore it definitely, I think, will have an impact for marketers or agencies in the SEO or search space, which at the end of the day, we all are if we're trying to rank our websites, regardless of whether or not we do SEO for clients. And this is the news that Google is adding AI-powered voice search for videos and images in their Lens tool. So essentially, users using the tool will now be able to ask questions about the images and videos that they're searching with their voice, and the AI will answer those questions based on the visual content that is being viewed or submitted to the AI. Any changes to how our users are interacting with our content in search is going to be important to us, obviously. So as voice search continues to grow, and really as it is growing increasingly rapidly due to the conversational AI tools implementing voice, natural language is just going to become more and more common and popular with a method of interacting with our technology, if not the primary way that we interact with our technology in the future. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.